two political parties held their conventions over the weekend. This week, it's the major party's turn. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has a preview of the state Democratic and Republican conventions, both happening later this week.
The Democrats and the Republicans are holding their events simultaneously. The Republicans are in New York City and the Democrats on Long Island. On Wednesday, the GOP is expected to nominate Mark Molinaro as their candidate for governor. Molinaro, the 42-year-old Dutchess County executive, has been in politics since he was a teenager. He became mayor of his hometown of Tivoli when he was 19. Molinaro is an underdog in the 2-1 Democratic state with little campaign money and name recognition. He has distanced himself from President Trump, who's unpopular in New York, saying he did not vote for Trump in the 2016 elections. But Trump is still backed by a significant percentage of core Republican voters that Molinaro will need in November. The presumptive GOP nominee has focused his case on perceived weaknesses of incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo. Molinaro says Cuomo's overbearing and conducts too much business, like state budget negotiations, in secret.
Too often the tone coming from the governor's office is angry and divisive. The language is crude and offensive. And the office is dark and shrouded in secrecy.
Molinaro has also criticized Cuomo for corruption within his administration. The governor's former closest aide was convicted on federal bribery charges, and other former Cuomo associates faced trial in June. Molinaro has picked Julie Killian, a chemical engineer from Westchester, as his running mate. Killian lost a special state election to Democrat Shelley Mayer in April. On Thursday, Andrew Cuomo will be nominated for a third term in office at the Democratic Convention. Cuomo, who began his tenure as a moderate, has tacked left in recent years. Lately, he's come out against a garbage-burning plant in the Finger Lakes and dropped opposition to legalizing recreational marijuana. Cuomo has also positioned himself as the opposition to President Trump and the Republican-led Congress, as he outlined in a recent speech to the Nurses Union, the New York State Nurses Association.
What we're going to do together is make New York State the home of the rise of the resistance. We're going to show this nation the alternative to Trump's America. And the alternative to Trump's America is the great state of New York, the beacon of progressive values, the state that says we can all succeed together.
The union later endorsed him. Kathy Hochul will likely remain as Cuomo's running mate for lieutenant governor. She'll also be chosen later this week. Cuomo faces a primary challenge, though, from Sex and the City actor and public education advocate Cynthia Nixon. Nixon's also the candidate for the Working Families Party. That progressive party endorsed Cuomo in 2010 and 2014, but had a falling out with the governor this year. Nixon received the formal party designation May 19th, but she was chosen a month earlier at a Working Families Party meeting in Albany, where she said Cuomo's record falls short in areas including income equality, school funding, and campaign finance reform.
We have had it with the corruption and dysfunction in Albany. We have had it with corporate Democrats who are unwilling to lift a finger unless their real estate and Wall Street donors say that it's okay.
Cuomo is ahead in polls of likely voters for the Democratic primary, but Nixon could remain on the Working Families Party line in November and draw votes from the incumbent governor in a general election. Nixon has not yet said what she'll do. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.